Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations. Recently, things have been slow since around the time the government checks stopped flowing in the United States. If you want to support me with a topic, that would be the best way, either through Subscribestar, Patreon, or the email link down below. You guys know that I don't ask very often, but this is one of those times, and hopefully it turns around on its own soon. Anyways, what I wanted to cover was a recent message from a guy named Mike, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, does your extensive and exhaustive fapping material collection include any Brazilian or Filipino models? Okay, serious question. Do you think that more men learn the truth about female nature, the more of them will become repulsed by them, and consequently seek out other alternative banging outlets, i.e. trannies? Well Mike, you're the third or fourth person I've had asking a similar question. Yes, I've got some videos from chubby Filipinas from many years ago, but that hasn't been my recent go-to content. And I don't really like Brazilian women either. Their butts are too big for me. I'm not attracted to fat or booty-thick women anymore. Most of my favorite content would be too extreme for most people. I'm not going to discuss it because most guys would probably think I'm actually messed in the head. Both of them. But as for this idea that men learn about female nature, and then are repulsed enough by them to seek out alternatives like trannies, it's kind of crazy. Why would men suddenly find a vag repulsive, but every other part of a woman attractive? Maybe that's something that's happened to you, so you actually want to know if other guys feel the same way that you do. Maybe someone in the comments section with no shame can answer that question. For me, what turns me on before and after I went my own way hasn't changed. I watch the same stuff, but focus more on the extreme types of content that I won't run into in real life. I store a lot of stories, transformation comics, art, and fantasy stuff in general. There was also a MGTOW trans woman hanging around a few years ago making content. Probably trying to prey on guys that were repulsed enough by women to run into her arms. I'm sure that's a dating strategy for some such individuals. For all intents and purposes, I've been asexual and haven't dated or been with a working girl for about 5 years now. I do, however, find myself disgusted with women in social situations now. I'll discuss more on that in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Man's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage, and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Remember, you're a man, so don't let her treat you like My Little Pony. This is your prep course for divorce rape. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the trans women preying on MGTOW men clown world show. As I was saying, I find that before, if I was hanging around with guys, and we were having a good conversation and a woman showed up, we would actually all be on our best behavior and self-conscious. Now I find myself disgusted and I usually leave. Recently I went to vote in the Canadian election, and I was in a booth, and it was just women running the place, and there was one hot woman in her early 20s that was thin and had a good figure at the entrance. I asked her where I needed to go and I didn't make any small talk. I finished voting in a hurry and started out the door. And I didn't even want to say goodbye to her. I don't think she liked that I didn't acknowledge her going either in or out of the building, so she started waving goodbye and saying bye. When you ignore them, then they just want to interact with you more. They just get self-conscious that men aren't acknowledging them at the peak of their attractiveness. She didn't get my attention willingly, so she felt entitled to it. I feel dirty not only talking to them, but being in their presence now. But to be fair, I feel repulsed by almost everyone's presence recently. About a year ago, I would still socialize with women in video shoots and outings. I felt like there were still some things I could learn and pick up about female nature. But now when I talk to them, the whole experience is like listening to an old song from 20 years ago, that you've been tired of listening for over 20 years. They might talk to me to get my attention, but all I now hear is the Macarena song or Katy Perry's Roar over and over again, songs that lost their appeal decades ago. Now I just want to cover my eyes and ears and get the hell out of there. Even the idea of a muse is starting to repulse me. At this point, I would only talk to highly intelligent women that I could learn something from. There was a documentary I watched recently called Surviving Death, where there was one woman that would travel around and record her interactions with ghosts. That's the woman I would talk to that I could learn something from. There was a psychic woman I learned quite a bit from 15 years ago, and that's another woman that I would talk to again. She was the real deal. But the majority of women, what do I actually have to gain from my interactions with them? They're just trying to emotionally rape me by dumping all their toxic feelings onto my soul. One of my clients I spoke to on the same day I went to vote, when I was walking home, and she called trying to tell me her story about how someone else was working for her wasn't doing a good job. And I flat out told her that I didn't want to be her emotional tampon, and that I had to go and vote. I refuse to give away free emotional tampon services anymore. It pollutes my soul and affects my health in subtle ways. I'm repulsed by women that strike up a conversation because they seek attention in conversation, which is like men going around and trying to get free sex from women. It lights up the pleasure centers in their brains. Now I'd like to draw everyone's attention to an Australian post about MGTOW called MGTOW: How Anti-Male Feminism is Driving the Growing Trend of Anti-Female Subcultures, which I put a link to in the description. The author says this in the opening paragraph, and I quote, "Men are disgusted by women in almost every way today. These are the words of a distressing yet eye-opening conversation I recently had with a longtime male buddy of mine. It came about when he was voicing his frustration for failing to dissuade one of his friends from joining the MGTOW movement. It was distressing to him because he was upset he lost another friend to this vile subculture. And it was distressing to me because I noticed how this trend is growing significantly, albeit quietly." Unquote. The guy writing on that page is a men's rights guy in Australia. He feels that when feminism breeds the hatred of women towards men, that the response in men is hatred towards women. "I wouldn't say that I hate women, but I would say that I'm disgusted by how brazenly they ask for attention and expect it from every man they come in contact with." The guy that lost his friend to MGTOW said that there's nothing more grotesque than a man who's incapable of picturing himself in the natural role of providing protection and support to the woman that he loves. He then says the problem is not women that's causing MGTOW, but the problem is feminism. "I would beg to differ. Feminism woke men up to women's nature. It allowed women enough freedom to bring out their true selves. At least it did in the West, and we are disgusted by the debauchery of functionally alcoholic women that ride the cock carousel for the lulz. We don't want women that have a notch count 10 times higher than us, that have lived their young lives in a never-ending chat-a-thon." There's a guy named Andrew Tate who's a webcam pimp, and he's one of the few highlights in the manosphere in the last little while. And he's mentioned that Western women are getting drunk and sleeping with hundreds of guys, but the women in Eastern Europe have much lower notch counts and are looking for men to marry and start a family with. Check him out. He's been spreading some of the most potent red pills about women in a while. But I don't really think he would agree with MGTOW, and he's got multiple girlfriends at the same time that all know about one another. He says that they actually want to be with him, and they don't care about the other women because he's a high-status male. They can fly them around. That might be true, but not every guy can do that. Not every guy wants to do that. But I can't wait to see if he gets hit with post-nut clarity after the age of 35. I'm not so much disgusted at women as I'm disgusted at myself for wasting my time with them instead of trying to do what I want in life. That men's rights activist in Australia doesn't seem to understand that we aren't grotesque because we don't picture ourselves in the natural role of provider-protector. Nature makes us feel love. Women have taken advantage of our nature and thought that they could openly hate us using feminism, and that there would be no consequences. Now we have men and women shaming us back to the plantation after they chased us away from it with their bad behaviors. If you ever talk to someone about going your own way, don't use the term. Just say that you're choosing to focus on your life path and success instead of relationships. I've told both men and women that this is what I'm focusing on, and it doesn't piss them off. They don't ostracize me. But the moment I say the acronym MGTOW, they lose their minds. If you bring up most MGTOW arguments without saying the word MGTOW, then women usually get this idea that you'll go work on yourself and make yourself a prize, so that one of them can catch you later. They assume that you're just walking away temporarily from relationships to better yourself and make yourself a nice fat target for a fat woman later on. But you don't tell them that you're not coming back. You leave that out, and then they don't hate you. They know that as a man works on himself and improves his life, this will bring higher quality women to him, and then most guys will eventually appreciate all the attention and take one of those women. But when you say you won't date women anymore or have relationships and leave it at that, they see you as an evil and hate-filled person because you've made women the reason for your choice. They see you as rejecting women in general and being disgusted by them, and they take it personally as women when you tell them that. "I'm not disgusted by women, but I find interacting with them to be so highly toxic, and their attempts to get my attention and share their problems with me without first asking for permission to use me as a therapist in a way is psychological rape. But now I've changed my ways and call women out when they start using me as an emotional tampon. If you do that, it makes you feel great about yourself. I don't care if it pisses them off. when they're bold violating your emotional space, you need to push back for your own peace of mind. If you're still sexually frustrated when you go your own way and thirsty for thoughts, then try finding content online that you won't run into in real life. Maybe it's some crazy wild fetish. Who am I to judge? Maybe you want to bang a creature that looks like a half-human, half-cow. Maybe you like pony girls or like stories where Japanese women are shrunk down to the size of your thumb and put on a piece of sushi to be devoured. Those are obviously things you'll never run into in real life. So when you talk to women in person, if you reprogram what you're attracted to, then you won't feel the need to breed. But even when you do that successfully, you'll start to feel like a 10-year-old boy and girls have cooties or something like that, and you'll want to get out of the situation. What do you think is going to happen if you rewire your mind to find something else attractive rather than a flesh-and-blood female? I seriously doubt you'll find yourself attracted to a flesh-and-blood shemale unless that's some sort of dormant desire you had that was there already. Anyways, that's it for today. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the government might smash your secret hard drive full of sexy time fun if you don't hide it well enough. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the questions about pornography, where people are trying to ask me if watching trannies is okay, in a sneaky way. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.